The only thing you can send to your future is your prayer. It can go and wait for you. Your prayer can become your protocol. It waits for you at the gates of your tomorrow. It checks that tomorrow is ready for you. And if it finds anything in your tomorrow that can sabotage the name of God in your life, it can. There are three blessings in scripture that follows an intercessor. Number one, intercession is a seed. Please understand this. According to the law of seed time and harvest, every time you engage in the ministry of intercession, it's a seed you are sowing. And based on the integrity of that law, there is a harvest that is coming for you. You ask any serious intercessor, he will tell you, most of the things you pray for others about, you will not need to pray for yourself about it. Job 42 and verse 10. Please give it to us. Job 42 and verse 10. Help those under the anointing. Please read with me. 1, 2, read. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job how many? Listen, you read the beginning of Job's prayer. He was praying for himself, wondering what was going wrong. But Job came to a point where he almost accepted his fate. And he said, do you know what? I'm already a dead man. Let me focus on praying for my friends. At least let them have hope if I am hopeless. And he engaged a mystery. Please keep that scripture there. That God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. God can turn your captivity as you pray for other sinners, as you pray for your family members, mentioning them by name. Every true believer should have a prayer altar. Write the names of people. Would you be that one person that when things are not going wrong, when things are not going right, and they need someone to stand, you are the one they call. They say, listen, I don't know what is happening to my marriage, but can I trust you to pray for me? Rather than gossiping around with people's issues, pray. Rather than making a lot of noise over what is the meaning of this, why is this church going down? Pray. Rather than praying and saying, this man, it's like his business is going down, shame on him. Pray. James 5:13. Is anyone afflicted? Let him pray. I believe in the ministry of intercession sincerely. Let me tell you. You go and ask God. I stand before the God of heaven and I tell you this. More than 80 to 85%, I hope I'm not lying, of my prayer is not for myself. And it's not because I am a man of God and I have a spiritual responsibility. I like to know what is wrong, especially for a family that may not have the spiritual intelligence to handle it. My real anointing works when there is trouble. Yes, sir. Oh, Apostle, it looks like the devil is just... That's all right. Just give me the prayer request. Doesn't mean you go and sleep too. Let me give you a caution. Because sometimes, if you don't balance these teachings, pray for me has also produced a lazy people in the body of Christ. They just give you a prayer request and add a small seed and go and sleep. Don't practice that kind of attitude. It's very bad. There are certain victories that is you and God that will flog it out alone. Are we together? If you are playing football, we can't play the football for you. We can only cheer you. But you are the one who kicks that ball to the goalpost. The blessing of an intercessor. Number one, that intercession is a seed. And every time you intercede, do not allow the devil cheat you and make you believe that you are. Do you know sometimes you'll be mandated to pray for people who will never even appreciate you, even when they know you are interceding? Now, from a human standpoint, it is painful. Because if you tell them I'm praying for you, you are just seeing doors open. They'll say, you are praying for me? Carry your prayer and pray for yourself. And yet God says, continue. That's why I told you the foundation of the intercessory ministry is love. Number two, very quickly. What is the second blessing of an intercessor? Access to the secrets of God over territories and over people. The blessing of an intercessor is that by reason of your opening your heart to intercede, God can trust you with the secrets of territories and the secrets of destinies. God can open your eyes and tell you something about a man of God, about a church, about a people that no other person, not even the person he's talking about, may know. You have earned his trust by reason of being an intercessor. He can trust you with the pain of people because he knows that you will pray for them. Genesis 18, 17 and 18. Let's hurry up. Genesis 18, 17 and 18. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and that all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. Are you seeing the key now? I know that whatever I do for him is for the sake of others, so I can trust him. There are many people today who pray for the spirit of revelation. Lord, grant me access to illumination. Lord, open me up to the prophetic. And you know, many times when people come and tell me, Apostle, what is the secret to the prophetic? I tell them it's love, not power. Can God open you up to the details of a family, especially when it is negative? Can God trust you with the secrets of men and you pray for them? This is our generation that our mouths does not close. Can God show you the weaknesses and the limitations of people and trust you to pray for them? Can God show you the limitations of a nation, of a politician, of governments, of families? If God opens your eyes and you see the spirit that sits upon the destinies of a particular family, can you pray for them as instructed and yet be quiet? There are some of you, God trusted you with the secrets of men. He opened up to you in dreams and showed you things to pray for about men, about ministries, about politicians, and you ran your mouth up and down. And God said, no more. Let's withdraw that grace for the safety of that person. You are a Christian, but you have not earned the right to be trusted. Can God trust you? It's a message I preached years ago. Please go and look for it. It's an audio message. Some of these audio messages, will do the video versions of them. Powerful message. Can God trust you? God loves everybody, but he does not trust everybody. He gave unto one 5 talents and 2 and 1 as a measure of his trust for them. Can a ministry come to you and say, we are struggling financially? Man of God, we are struggling. Forget that the smiling is just by faith. But as it is now, our rent is expired. Shame is imminent. And you can say, my brother, know that there is a shoulder that is praying with you. Can I tell you this? There are many people wounded in the body of Christ today. The reason why many people do not open up over their pain is because there are no true intercessors. Prayer partners have stabbed one another in the back. They share prayer requests. It's like my grandmother is a witch, and I'm hearing and they are writing. And the next time they are seeing it on the internet, they are seeing it everywhere. Pastors are preaching the pain of people and all of these things. And they do it in a way that the people know this is them. And God says, no, with all that grace for the safety of the person. Can I give you a secret? You must pray that God will make you a trustworthy person. That's why those who have the mysteries of the kingdom are called custodians. A custodian is a caretaker. It is not yours, but you have earned the trust of God. Stewards of the mysteries, he says. There are things God has shown me about people, ministries, politicians, several people. Every time God reveals to me the secrets of the destinies of men or territories, it is a trust. And I take it with every sense of responsibility. Can I tell you, I have counseled so many people who have been betrayed and backstabbed by people that they trusted. Oh, three of our children, one is a smoker, the other one is not doing well. Can we agree? And the next thing, that becomes a subject of pain. That's why many people box their problems now and cry alone to God. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. They will break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. The secrets of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. When I started with God, there were times, aside from my encounter with Jesus, this is a true story. I don't talk too much about my experiences because I want people to build their faith on the integrity of Scripture, because sometimes younger ministers just imitate and copy everything without knowing which one is a doctrine and which one is a personalized dealing. But I remember when I would have encounters like the Shekinah glory of God, literally like a mist will come. You know how a fog is. That is how it will fill my room. And I would lie down and my Bible, God is my witness, will physically open to pages that I did not open with my own hands. Till today, that experience still happens to me. I can close my Bible and sleep. There is no fan anywhere. And yet I wake up in the middle of the night. I know that the Holy Spirit wants me to study there. This is how some of these messages come. But can God trust you? The sheer level of pride that has wrapped up men of God, can he trust you with these experiences? Access to the secrets of God over territories and over people. Number three, and that does it for tonight. What is the blessing of an intercessor? Authority and power over the assigned territory. Let me tell you this. One of the blessings you receive as an intercessor is assigned the authority you have as a believer. God is able to trust you with authority and power over the territory that the burden of intercession came to you over. I can tell you this. There is a mystery called the decree of the watchers. Not just the decree of men. It is a decree of the watchers. Daniel chapter 4. From verse 16 and 17. There is the decree of the believer. But there is the decree of the watcher. There is a throne in heaven that backs you. Authority. You speak over that assigned territory, and every force and everything will come into alignment. Let his heart be changed from a man's. Remember the judgment of Nebuchadnezzar. Let a beast's heart be given to him, and less seven times over him. 17. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones. And they made that decree. It was not just God that judged Nebuchadnezzar. There were watchmen. There were men and women who had authority over that region. And they said, your evil is enough. And they cursed him. And heaven backed it to this intent, that the living may know that the Most High ruleth over the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. You know a true intercessor by the territorial power and authority they command. There were many, many other people in the days of Elijah. But watch Elijah the intercessor. There shall be no rain for a period of 3.5 years. If it was in our arrogant generation, a group of people would come and say, don't mind Elijah. Is he the only one? Let's pray. You think someone did not pray and say, Lord, let rain come. It was as if he was the only man. After 3.5 years, let me tell you how rain came. Rain did not just come by him saying, rain, come. He did exactly what closed the heavens. The Bible says he bent over and prayed and lifted his head, did it again. And he said, I see the sign like the fist of a man's hand. Saddle your ass and run. I hear in my spirit the sound of the abundance of rain. Intercessors are men of power in the spirit. Don't mind their weakness physically. Intercessors are powerful. They can literally shift the spiritual climate of their assigned territories. One intercessor who steps into a territory with understanding. When I went to preach for Archbishop Duncan Williams, I had an opportunity to go to their prayer mountain where they are building as a platform to intercede for the nations. And when I got there, I had the opportunity to teach and pray with his major personal intercessors. My goodness, you think you can pray? You meet those guys. Believe me when I tell you. No. When those guys, you will know that those guys were, that's their life, oh, intercessors. They are just giving the burden over nations. God can say, now Congo, all they need to do is to drop the prayer request in the middle of them, and they will pieces it like you are slicing fish. You will just hear that someone is dying, someone else is rising. There is a control room in the spirit. Can I tell you this? Ladies and gentlemen, Nigeria is not as bad as it is. It's a reflection of the absence of strategic intercessors. You want to command salvation over territories? Let's start with Abuja. Start with your region. Raise men and women by the spirit who understand prayer. Not blind prayer of dissipating energy that does not produce results. That's not intercession. Strategic prayer with understanding. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the Lord. Shanakatoskiata, over this territory. You write the names of your family members one by one. And you wake up every night, you are praying. Lord salvation, Lord healing, Lord restoration, Lord deliverance. He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Can I tell you this? There are certain levels of power and grace I have seen in my life. It did not come by asking directly. It came as a product of standing in the place of prayer for people. There are covenants that I have with God today that came at the instance of certain levels of intercession. There are things God will never tell you in the open. You will have to become an intercessor. Pastors, pray for your members. Don't just speak over them. Can I tell you, Koinonia, hear me? You are spiritual people. Go and ask God the decree to which I pray for you. Don't think my preaching here is the end of the ministry. What you see me do on the pulpit is only 30% of my ministry to you. My real assignment to you and my real ministry to you, aside from teaching you the word of God, is to pray. While you are sleeping, know that there is somebody awake for your sake, praying and crying unto God. Don't think I'm a politician doing some manifesto here. Lord, touch my people. Lord, change their lives. Sometimes you send me text messages and I don't reply you. Don't be angry. Just because I did not reply you, it does not mean I did not pray about it. There are times I just drop the phone there because I can't reply everything. And I lie down before my maker and I say, Lord, you sent me. Let these people not have shame and reproach. When I sit down here and hear certain testimonies, praise the Lord, this one just happened. I just sit quietly as if I don't know anything about it, but make no mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, this man, you see, by the privilege of God's grace, and I do not say it to boast, if you have never believed that anybody prays for you, believe it today. Believe it today. Believe it today. Believe it today. That is why you see, as a man of God, when you have time for everything, it's a sign that something is wrong with your ministry. Are we together? Yes. Everything, you have time to go for every occasion. You are at wedding in the morning, birthday in the afternoon, some Thanksgiving in the what? Prayer is not something that you do in a rush. There are times that it takes 2 hours to just say thank you. Thank you. 2 hours. Thank you, Jesus. And you are there lying down. And an atmosphere of worship like this. Your eye is sleepy, but you remember that you love the people you are sent to. Can I tell you this? A good shepherd lays down his life. God will not trust you with members just because you want it. It must show in your heart. I speak respectfully to servants of God listening. Forget about all these wanting people to just give you seed. You announce your birthday 1 year in 1 year in advance. Settle down and do what God called you to do. The members are not stupid. When God blesses them through you, they know what to do to you. Can I tell you this? Demanding money from members is wrong. Like to say, come and give me money. That's not your assignment. They didn't call you. You bless them and pray for them and let God direct them and they will surprise you. Members are not greedy. Just do your work. Go and ask him. I don't just love Koinonia. I love you. You are Koinonia. Only God will tell you the amount of prayer, sacrifice, and preparation. I just returned from Lagos. You know, some of us at 1 o'clock, I was standing on a pulpit and preaching. You see that? These are the sacrifices of an intercessor. I leave this place probably 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. by tomorrow morning. Because after service, that's only part one of all of this. Listen, when you see what God is doing with people, don't just claim anointings. Do you have the compassion to go that far? This is what the younger generation needs to learn. Just claim anointings up and down. No. Commanding salvation over territories. For as long as we're in this city, God has sent us in partnership with other vessels across this city to lift our hands and say, Satan, it's no longer business as usual. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words